Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
You didn't to Dunkin' Donuts. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
We'll be right back. て風を集めて風を集めて青空をかけたいんです、青空を。
ビルの谷間迷い込んだ夜のムードで
All right, so that was Puffy AmiYumi, also known just as Puffy, but in North America they have to go by Puffy AmiYumi because of Sean Puffy Combs, Puffy Daddy, whatever. That was their song Tokyo Nights from the 2003 album called Nice, with an excellent homage to John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Bed In for Peace on the cover. And that I played in part because I was just in Tokyo. I spent three Tokyo nights in the capital city. Before that, I was in Cambodia for a week, and it was a lovely time. Thanks so much to Sarah Cordingley for filling in last week. She's, I think, off in Victoria for the National Campus and Community Radio Association conference, so haven't had a full debrief, but I think she did a great job based solely on her reputation. Before that, we heard the band Happy End from their 1971 album called Kazamachi Roman, translating to Wind City Romance. And that was the song Kaze wo Atsumete, I think that's how it's pronounced. Lovely song. It was also featured in Lost in Translation, which is how it came to my attention. And overall, Tokyo was a really fun experience. It's it's a very big city. It's by some accounts the largest city in the world, and it feels like it. It's just a massive, massive place. Very easy to find public restrooms. Very difficult to find a garbage can. What a world. The only vaguely musical thing I did there was I went to see some kabuki theater, which has a full kind of orchestra in the background. There's six drummers, they're not sitars, but it's sort of this stringed instrument, kind of like a sitar or a ukulele, like a mix between a sitar and a ukulele, and then six singers. There's 18 people performing music on stage, and then there's dancers and other singers. And the thing that it most reminded me of, the style of music, was In the Tower by the V. Vecker Ensemble. For whatever reason, V. Vecker Ensemble just really has a sound like the kabuki performance I saw. But those songs are 8 minutes long, so I won't be playing any of that. At the top, we heard Paul McCartney and Wings from the album from 1973, Band on the Run, Let Me Roll It. And that goes out to Jay Arner, one of the many people who will be performing at Music Waste, which starts today. Music Waste is the Christmas / Hanukkah / everything great about Vancouver for music lovers, all in a weekend in June. It's really the best time of the year for music here. And for only $15, you can get a pass for the whole thing. It's really an amazing deal. If you go to musicwaste.ca, you can see the full schedule. There's over 80 bands playing. There's really no excuse to not get out there. Do it. Make it happen. Lots of highlights. Tonight, Tough Age are playing at the Cobalt, along with Needs and Get Real. Beelines are playing at SBC Restaurant, somewhere on Hastings, 109 East Hastings. Check that out. Kingsgate Mall is hosting Kingsgate Waste, a series of various Kingsgate Mall shows. Really, the world is your oyster this weekend. So I'm going to play a bunch of bands. The other highlight I'd like to mention is that there's a Steve Louis photo retrospective happening at Remington Gallery tomorrow night. And it's called Ask Around, which is really great considering most of the venues that Steve Louis shoots at, you need to kind of ask around to be able to get there. He's the real live action editor at Discorder, all around swell guy, and it's great that there's a photo show of his work. Going to start off with some Tough Age. They're playing tonight, like I said, at the Cobalt, first night of Music Waste, and they are going to open it up. We'll be right back.
Bass Young Liars is releasing their debut album, Tidal Wave, on June 24th via Network Records. They're hosting the release party along with Beatroot and CITR at the Fox Cabaret with local friends Gang Signs on June 14th.
I was just waiting outside for her to find me. Picked up the pebbles from the front garden bed.
Check out Young Liars' latest music video for their single Night Window on Facebook or YouTube.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You're the wildest one. Dry your eyes from side to side.
All right, that was Cult Babies from their EP called Cult Babies. That was the song Wait, featured recently in a longboard promo video. I don't know what it was. Anyways, it was some skater guy really likes that song too. Great, epic song. They are playing Saturday night at Simply Delicious, the sushi restaurant on Main and 26th, Saturday, 10:15 p.m., as a part of Music Waste. So is Jay Arner. He is playing The Late Show at the Astoria that Saturday night. And we heard the song Wildest One. Wildest One from the album Jay Arner, released last year on Mint Records. And at the top, we heard Tough Age, also from Mint Records, the song Open It Up from their self-titled album released last November. And they're playing tonight at the Cobalt. Go check it out. Do it to it. Reach for your dreams. I'm going to continue with the preview for Music Waste. Fake Tears. They are playing... they are playing Saturday. No, they're playing Friday. Yes, they're playing Friday. They're playing at the Remington Gallery, 108 East Hastings, right after the Steve Louis show. So check it out. It's all ages, that particular show. And once again, musicwaste.ca is where you can find the schedule. There are 80 bands. It's impossible to keep track of that. On top of it, there's all the Go Your Own Waste, which are the self-organized shows. Really, there's just so much going on. So let's listen to the song Nightbox by Fake Tears, featuring the lovely Alicia and Larissa. Here we go.
Thank you.
Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud, let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audio Pile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Nice quick song. A little too quick, if you ask me. That was the band Cool from their brand new EP, Best New Music. And that was the song, I'm One of Them. They're going to be playing at the Remington Gallery on Friday night, Saturday morning, technically, 12:30 a.m. And I stopped by Black Dog Video last night, where Jessica, who plays in Jay Arner's band, works, and she previewed a little track that she might be performing with Cool on, and a nice little call and response number. Unreleased Cool, new songs in the can. Those guys, hardest working band in Vancouver. Probably not. There's lots of very hardworking musicians. But yeah, even more new material to debut at the Music Waste Show. So very much looking forward to that. Before that, we heard Les Chaussettes, their song Bunky. I think it might be about a cat. They're playing at SPC Restaurant tonight at 8 p.m. And before that, we heard Fake Tears with their song Nightbox. And that was, and they're playing at the Remington Gallery on Friday night at 11 p.m. So, Music Waste, I think I've said enough. Go do it. There's no reason not to. You're going to have a great time. Time of your life. Time of Your Life, Music Waste, 20th anniversary. It's been around for 20 years. Who would have thunk it? Great job, Music Waste. High five to all the volunteers and the organizers who work so hard to put on the festival. Julie Calero shouts out, good job, everybody. Okay, I'm going to play some Viet Cong next. They're from Calgary, sort of coming out of the band Women when that sort of fell apart. They continued on. They have a cassette that they put out as a tour-only thing last year, self-released, and it's being put out again, re-released by Mexican Summer. So we're going to hear the song Oxygen Feed. Here we go. Here is Viet Cong, Oxygen Feed. That was Diana from the album Perpetual Surrender. That was the song Strange Attraction. Before that, we heard The Strange Attractors with their song Need to Kill My Neighbors from the brand new Barely Doing Crime EP out now on Mammoth Cave Records. Recordings, I should say. Before that, we heard Naomi Punk, the title track from their new forthcoming album, Television Man, coming out soon on Captured Tracks. And they were in town recently, May 22nd, I believe. They played with Parquet Courts and Tough Age, and apparently it was the show of the year, other than Conan Moccasin. And I wish I had been there. They're great. I've never seen them live, even though they're just down the I-5 in Olympia, and they play here lots. But hopefully they'll be back again soon. At the top, we heard Viet Cong with their song Oxygen Feed from the EP cassette, reissued now on Mexican Summer. That's about going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Up next, not sure. It's either the Terry Podcast or Chips and Dip. Either of those are a great option. And after that, lots of other great programming here on CITR. So stay tuned. I'm going to close out with, so I just played Diana. I'm going to play a song named Diana by one of my favorite people, Liv Featherstone Ha, or Liv Fanshawe. Let's give that a listen. Here is Diana from the album Fanshawe by Fanshawe. And that, I just need to do this so over here. Yes, okay. And what did I... Okay, just get it ready. Here we go. Yep. Okay, here we go. Here is Diana by Fanshawe to close us out. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. You can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I will see you on the, or you'll hear me on the radio next Thursday, and I hope to see you in person this weekend at Music Waste. Here we go. Here is Fanshawe.
Collective at 648 Kingsway on Saturday, June 7th, and catch local favorites The Crystal Swells, Supermoon, and Woolworm. For more information, go to musicwaste.ca.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Music, drumming, dance, transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, Kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti, ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.